very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. I'm Tiffany Bake, and I am your co-host, and I'm so happy you decided to stop by today. Today, we are going to be talking about Beyond Fighting Alone. Do you let others into your relationship, or is it just nobody's business? That's what we want to know. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. Here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening to us this morning. As Tiffany mentioned, we're so glad you decided to join us this morning. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much, God, for your love, your mercy, and your direction, God, especially when it comes to our relationships, God. I do pray that we would have a humble heart, God, humble spirits to be able to allow others in to help us, God. We don't have to fight this alone. Father, marriage is a blessing, but it also is a challenge, God. And I pray that through it, together, we can grow and we can be our best for you. We love you, God. Please be with us in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, I want to talk a little bit about why I chose this topic in terms of why we shouldn't fight alone. You know, a lot of times, you know, from where I sit, many couples feel like, okay, well, you know, this is my business between my, you know, me and my wife or husband and wife, and that's it. And no one else, you know, needs to know. But people are fighting alone by themselves, and it's lonely, and they don't feel like anyone can relate, or they don't trust anyone else. And, you know, the importance of letting other people in. You know, there's this passage that I want to kind of for it to be our theme scripture of the day. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And there are many marriages right now that are pretty dull because they don't let anyone else in to help them. Now, I'm not saying that you tell everybody your business. I'm not saying that you announce, you know, okay, listen, my wife and I are not seeing eye to eye. We're disagreeing. We're arguing. We're fighting, all this stuff. But there should be at least a few people, a handful, or at least one other couple that you can trust. Now, I need to say this. Now, you can decide whoever that would be. But I recommend that it's not your mama or your daddy that you know, that you find someone else. And actually, I've even known some relationships where the parents are great. They've been married for many years. They've been great at helping. But even that, they say it with wisdom. Say, listen, go find someone else. Mm-hmm. Go get some outside help, because you can't do this by yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful when you realize that other couples that are striving to do what's right are able to do it together, and you can relate, and you can bounce things off each other, and you can share, and you can help one another. So, of course, we want to hear from you. How do you feel about it? Do you have anyone else in your life that you let in that helps you not be dull, that helps you sharpen each other up? Or do you feel like, I don't trust anyone, I can't tell anybody my business, we are in this by ourselves? Or maybe you feel that way, you want to let someone in, but your spouse doesn't. They don't want anyone to know their business. So you're feeling like, man, I want someone to come in and help us. I want to bounce things off of people, but my spouse just would not have it. Please give us a call.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, from where I sit, the last part that I mentioned where, you know, sometimes there are spouses who really want to help. I mean, they're just ready to, for lack of better expression, I'll say that they want to vomit. They want everyone to know, listen, this is, we've been fighting, we've been struggling, this is tough. We just want to be open. And the spouse is like, no, can't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a leader in a church, you know, maybe they're a deacon or a pastor or something in the church, and they feel like if people just knew what was going on in our home, then they would not want us to pastor anymore. They would take away our leadership role. And it seems like that has become more important than really having a great and strong marriage. Other times, it's just people are ashamed. Mm-hmm. It's like, listen, we got to put up this facade. We got to look good because, you know, we're supposed to be Christians. And, you know, Christians have great marriages. Instead of just getting real. And what I've learned mm-hmm. is you get a group of people who love God, who are striving to do what's right, and they get real. Mm-hmm. You realize, you know what, this we're all in this together. And this is a challenge. Now, I'm not trying to scare away the singles and saying, okay, you know, marriage is horrible. No, but it's not easy. Let's put it like that. It's work. It's amazing. I wouldn't trade for anything else. You know, I love my wife. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, it was definitely easier to be single than it is to be married because you're living with someone. The Bible says the two become one. But sometimes, you know, you don't want to be one. You know, you want to get your way or you get your feelings hurt or different things happen or you say things to each other or do things that later on you wish you can take back. But at the end of the day, I know for me and for my wife, we absolutely need people in our lives. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to do it without it, without just being able to get open, get real. And no, listen, we're not strange. We're not alone. You know, we struggle like everyone else, but we can have a great marriage because we get help. We get open. We pray. We have other people praying for us as well. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we want to hear from you. We want to know, where are you with your relationship? Do you feel like you have people you can trust that you let into your relationship? Does your spouse agree with that? Do they not want anyone else? Or do you absolutely feel like, you know what? What goes on in our home, nobody needs to know. It is nobody's business. We want to hear what you think, what you have to say. Or perhaps you're one that's trying to help someone else and they don't want anyone in. They are trying to do this by themselves, struggling all alone. And you're like, listen, you do not have to struggle alone.
And the number to call is 855-454-5905.
Now, we got a few minutes before we take our first break. And so I really do want to encourage those to go ahead and give us a call so we can have some great conversation, great discussion. You know, very recently, my wife and I just finished leading a pretty incredible and very amazing interactive marriage enrichment course. You know, we had it for 8 weeks, and we just finished, and couples were just doing amazing, amazing. Everybody there, I can tell you, has grown. Everyone grew. Those that were really struggling are doing so much better. Those that were doing, you know, okay, but a little stagnant, they're sizzling. Those that were doing really well are doing even better. They're just excited about the future. And I tell you, my wife and I, we always learn a lot just by leading it and helping other couples. It helps us a ton. We just get to facilitate. But I tell you, we experience a lot of what everyone else experiences. And the biggest blessing, I think, is just to see, like I mentioned earlier, that we don't have to do this by ourselves, that we are in this together. We have others who can encourage us along the way. We build some amazing relationships. Mm-hmm. And so if you've not done anything like that or not really let anyone in, I do encourage you, make sure you go out there and look for some help. I mean, you might find that at your church. You might find that at some great counseling group. Or it might just be a really good friend that you can trust. Mm-hmm. But like I said before, it shouldn't be, you know, your mama or your daddy. It needs to be someone. Well, I would recommend someone that's just a little bit ahead of you in life or at least at the same level as you. So if you have small children, someone else that has children that are a little older, or if you are just recently married, someone that's been married a few years, just a little bit ahead so they can encourage you. Mm-hmm. You can see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. However, at the end of the day, just find someone you can trust. Mm-hmm. Really do that.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. And we want to hear more from you. And if you have any questions, now is a good time to call 855-454-5905. So hold that thought and hold your place. Don't touch that dial because Marriage Beyond the Vows will continue right after this.
to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are in the midst of a conversation about beyond fighting alone. Do you allow others in to help you? Do you have someone to talk to when you have issues in your relationship? Or do you simply say, it's nobody's business, we can do it ourselves? Where are you? What questions do you have about your current situation? Give us a call, 855-454-5905.
You know, right before the break, if you're just tuning in with us, we shared our theme scripture, which is Proverbs 27:17. I'll beat it really quickly. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And so the importance that we're talking about here is the importance of having other people in your relationship, in your life, who help you, people you can be open with, people you can share with what you're dealing with, good and bad, you know, pretty or ugly, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. And I was sharing that for my wife and I, we know this is so important. We always need people in our lives that we can be open with, that we can share, that we can be able to say, listen, we're going through something, pray for us. Or, you know, here's a situation we are trying to deal with and we're just having a hard time seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what, we got resolved, but this was the process. Maybe there's a way that we can learn to resolve it sooner or better, you know, just bouncing things off of people, you know, and really you have to be able to trust others to do that. So where are you with that? Do you allow other people in your relationship, in your marriage? We want to hear from you. Or do you feel like it's no one's business? You do this all alone. No one needs to know what's going on. If only people knew, if they only knew what would happen. So we want to hear from you. Go ahead and give us a call this morning.
That's right. The number is 855-454-5905.
And I also have shared that we recently, my wife and I recently finished facilitating an 8-week marriage enrichment course. And I tell you, the blessing and probably the greatest reward from it is just seeing how couples were able to safely grow, safely, you know, be able to get other people to help them in their relationship. I feel like I've absolutely have been able to build lasting relationships from this group. And every time my wife and I do this, we grow, we learn a lot about each other, but also get inspired by other people. And so if you are trying to do this by yourself, you know, you don't have to. You definitely need to let some people in. So we want to talk about this. You know, can you let people in, your friends and your circle or church members? Or maybe you've tried to do that and you've been burnt. You know, you've been hurt. You know, you shared with a few people and they told everybody else and everybody else told everyone else, you know. Mm-hmm. So what happened? And so now you feel like, look, we would love to talk to someone, but we just don't feel safe.
Right.
We don't know what to do in this relationship. So our topic today is beyond fighting alone. Do you let others in to help you in your relationship, or do you try to do it alone because you feel like it's no one's business?
And the number to call is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, I'll share for a moment here. Mm-hmm. Very early on, I would say even before my wife and I got married, like mm-hmm. premarital, we had couples in our lives that we trusted, okay. that we were like, listen, this is what we're going through. This is, you know, we want help. We want to be mentored. We want to be discipled mm-hmm. Through this. And it was good before, but I tell you, it really came in handy and it allowed us to grow a lot. When we returned from our honeymoon, when we started going through things together early on, and even as we've raised our kids, our children together, that has been a huge part of it. You know, just letting others help us. Like, listen, we haven't had this parenting thing figured out. Like, tell us. And we've had it from both sides, right? We've had those parents that they've made some huge mistakes mm-hmm. and they kind of shared with us, okay, these are the mistakes we've made, but we love you enough to share them so that mm-hmm. you won't repeat those mistakes we've made. And those were incredibly helpful. And then we had those who have just really learned some great lessons and been able to do some things right and say, listen, you know, what are you doing? You know, what are you trying to do in raising your children? We encourage you to do this. We feel like you're going the wrong, in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. And then also even in our romance, you know, in our intimacy, just getting input. I mean, we don't have to share all the details, but listen, you know, how can we grow? How can we be better? Just having that humble heart. So again, we do want to hear from you. Don't be shy. We had a previous call. I think we just got cut off, but we want to encourage you. If you're trying to get through, please go ahead and give us a call. Go for it, right? 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. If you've not done this as well, we invite you to visit us at our Facebook page. We love to stay connected through social media. And our favorite, I would say that our social media network of choice is Facebook. Of course, we're on Twitter as well. So you can look for Marriage Beyond the Vows, all right? And I can tell you our exact Facebook page is www.facebook.com/beyondthevows. And there you can hit the like button. You can get in on the conversation. You can ask questions. You can encourage others who are posting their questions or maybe ask for prayers. It's just a great way to stay connected. And also, we encourage you, if you haven't done this, to check out our Praise Philly site, which is praisephilly.com. And when you go to praisephilly.com, you can be able to listen to any of our previous shows. So if there's a show that you missed and you want to go back and you, I missed last week, I really want to hear what was going on, or you have someone that you really care about, that you want them to be encouraged, and they weren't able to hear it, and you encourage them to go ahead and go to our website. All you do is go to praisephilly.com. You can search for me, Marcos Mercado, or you can go search for Marriage Beyond the Vows. You can find all our archive shows. Larry, our producer, does a great job in posting those in a timely manner. So even this show today, if not today, but in a couple of days, will be up. And then you can listen to it. You can listen to part of it if you missed it earlier. Of course, we encourage you to listen live and call in live, because when you listen to an archive show, you can't call in. So we absolutely encourage you to do that. We're going to go ahead and go to a phone line. But before we do that, Tiffany, if you give out that number one more time.
Absolutely. And the number is 855-454-5905. We have Kathy calling in from Philadelphia with a question. Kathy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I'm interested in your talk this morning because it is very crucial. As one that has been married and divorced and raising three children, I think today, because of social media, so many people are finding out things over the internet and Facebook. Because I've been in situations where someone said, "Wait a minute, your stepdad married my mom," and you know, they're finding out stuff on Facebook.
Okay,
and it's like nobody talks to anybody anymore. You just go on Facebook. You know, I found out my daughter got married. Mom, I got married. It's like, what? Are you serious? So it's not like it was back in the old days where we kept things for one another. I'm old school, so you didn't talk about your problems in front of your children. But now we have all these devices to put stuff out there, and kids are getting in fights over stories that are being put on Facebook about my dad and your dad.
Kathy, let me ask you a question. I think that's a great point. What do you think about couples who are going through something? Maybe they're having a disagreement, they're hurt by each other, and they post that on Facebook. They're like, "Listen, no, he didn't," or "I'm about to leave the house," or "he needs to go." Like, what do you think about people? Because that's actually more common than we think. People post their personal issues on Facebook, and, you know, that's not the type of thing you could just easily take back. Once you put it out there, it's out there. What do you think about that, Kathy?
I don't know. As far as Christians, I think we should do what the Bible says, talk to each other. Talk to each other. But because we live in a world where this is available to us, this new age generation that don't want to talk. I mean, children don't even talk to their parents anymore. They go upstairs and they get on their iPads and the computer. So nobody's talking to each other except for through the social media. I think couples should talk. I think it's a bad thing to find out that someone, you're my stepsister or stepbrother on Facebook. It's horrible.
Yeah, or that things are going on. Now, Kathy, you said that you have found out some things, right, through social media?
Yes, my daughter, I'm getting married. I got married.
So you found out your daughter...
Serious. kid, but she's Muslim, so.
So, but she couldn't tell you, pick up the phone, say, Mom, I'm about to get married?
You know, that's how I found out.
Wow. Wow. Mm. So you found out because your daughter posted on Facebook that she's married.
I went on her Facebook page.
Wow. Wow.
So
now,
this is the kind of thing that's happening. Is God pleased with it? According to his word, I don't know. Because if you don't talk to each other, then that's the only way you can get your point across, it seems, with this generation.
Well, you know what
go
I think.
On Facebook and see how I feel.
Well, you know what I think, Kathy, is people have never, ever had a, they were never good at communication. That communication is always a challenge in relationships.
Yes.
But I think because of social media, people, it's so much easier just to type it away.
Yes.
Or to someone, you know, people are texting. I mean, just go out. When you go out tonight, if you end up going out, let's say you go out to dinner with your husband, mm-hmm. look around and see how many people are sitting in restaurants right across from each other. And instead of talking to each other, they're texting.
Oh, I got one better, sir, in church. You're sitting right beside each other. And sometimes I have to tell the young girls, put the phones away. I'm texting. Well, she's sitting right beside you.
Oh, man. It's
so
true.
We have to talk to each other. We have to get back to communicating before it gets out there and situations get ugly with families and husbands and wives. You could have told me. Why did you put it on Facebook like
exactly,
you came to me and
exactly.
Me.
And so then you let all these people.
To talking to each other.
And people even change their status, right? Someone you know is married and all of a sudden it's like it's complicated or they're single again, and you're like, oh, what's going on there?
Yes.
So, all right, well, Kathy, we want to say thank you so much. Sorry to hear that about
your
daughter.
You encourage and inspire so many of us, and keep one in these last days where families are just out of control. Keep doing what you're doing, especially with the marriages. God
absolutely.
Bless you.
Thank you, Kathy. Really appreciate the encouragement. Have a blessed day.
All right, take care. Let's go to Indy, calling in from Philadelphia. Indy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Indy, you have a question or a comment for us this morning?
Well, my comment is just I'm blessed that you guys are discussing this topic this morning because it is so prevalent and that we need to share. We have to share. You know, I believe that marriage is a blessing, but it's such a challenge. It is the hardest thing, and we have to have support. And I've been married now going on 33 years in August.
Amen. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And it was a time where, you know, my husband, he didn't want for me to share anything because of privacy, and not only privacy, I believe some of it was pride.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say within the last maybe 20-some years, I've let him know I need support.
Mm.
I need support to help me to help you. And I can't carry the load. You know, we've gone through some challenges in our life, in our marriage, and it has made us stronger. But I believe, Marcus, if I have not been able to be blessed with older women in my life that I can go to and cry to and share, and they pray with me and they give me godly advice, I don't think we would have been married this long.
Absolutely.
Because we need support. It is life-saving when we share. It is life-saving when we share.
Absolutely.
And secrecy, to me, is of the devil.
You know, I love when you said that you need older women. I love that scripture in Titus 2, where it says, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, and to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be the subject to their husbands so that no one would malign the word of God. And so what is that saying? It's like, listen, we need those that can be an example, but also if we're mature, we're older, we should be that same example and kind of pay it forward, right? Get some younger people under our wings that we can say, listen, we want to help you. We want to inspire you. We want to just teach you. And specifically, it says it for the older women. Now, I believe you do the same. Older men help younger men. Absolutely. But there's something about being able to see that, especially in this day and age, right, where a lot of women just feel like they pride themselves in being independent. And I think it's great to be strong. But there's a difference between being independent and being interdependent. If you're married, you need one another. I love what you said, that although your husband didn't agree, in time you were able to let him know, listen, I need this. And it's made such a difference, right? You said the first, what, 10 years or so, you didn't really have a lot of people in your life. Then after that, you were like, we need this. And
yeah,
it's made
I
all the difference.
I was going through so much, and I was keeping things from my sisters. And I am the first to be married in my family. And then my sisters got married. And, you know, I come from a family of divorce. My parents divorced when I was a little girl.
Mm.
So the first really family that I saw who was working together and who emulated a good marriage was my husband's family.
Wow.
And they were married before his dad went home to be with the Lord, 60-some years
wow.
of marriage.
Absolutely. Great, great.
And I, you know, I needed support. I needed support because I said to my husband, you come from a family. Your parents been married for years, but I need help. I
yeah,
didn't
absolutely.
Have it. So
awesome.
God began to show me older women in my church. You know, I guess I just had a look about me, and they just, they begin to pull me to their bosom, and I just absorbed everything.
That's awesome.
Everything. I just began sharing things, you know, and they knew, they said, you can trust me. And it's wonderful to have people in your life that you can trust.
Absolutely.
And share things with you can trust. And I like this. When you share things in your marriage and you have people and they can keep their mouth shut.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That you have that safety
yes.
and that people are definitely, you know, they will respect and protect what you, you know, cherish what you share with them. Well, thank you so much, Indy. I want to say I really do appreciate you taking the time to call and to share what's helped you in your relationship after over 30 years. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and I just love you and Tiffany together. You guys are a great team.
Thank you.
This ministry is powerful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Keep
Definitely.
Us in prayer, Ms. Indy.
I sure will. God
Thanks
bless
a lot.
You
God bless. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one. Hey, we have room for you to give us a call. We are talking about Beyond Fighting Alone. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, we are talking about, you know, beyond fighting alone. And what we mean by that is, do you allow others to help you in your relationship, or do you feel like you have to do it by yourself? It's no one's business. You know, Ms. Indy just called and she was sharing how after 30 something years, you know, she's felt that she has needed. She would not have survived if she didn't let people in. But for a long time, her husband felt like, we don't need to let anyone in. She said that it was because of privacy, but she felt like it was even more because of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens. That happens. You know, it's not like we're proud. We're you know, we want everybody to know our business, but we need to have at least a few people that we can trust mm-hmm. that can help us. And I believe in return that we can help them also, that we can
yeah.
inspire. You know, as the scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another, Proverbs 27:17. So we want to hear from you. How do you do it? Or what help do you need? Or maybe you need some help in convincing your spouse that, hey, we need some people in our lives. We can't do this by ourselves. We're struggling alone, and we don't have to.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
No.
So how do you help a couple that's really, you alluded to this before, that's really on opposite ends of the fence of this? If you have, say, one who is like, I don't want to share anything mm-hmm. at all, and the other's like, I need to talk to somebody, I need to share this with somebody because I'm just going to bust.
Absolutely. Well, I think it starts with the person that obviously wants to get the help.
Mm.
And I always encourage for them to look for a couple that they could be inspired by, mm-hmm. that's doing well, that's mm-hmm. mature. And even if, let's say, for example, the husband doesn't want to share anything, mm-hmm. the wife can still share with the other wife and just say, listen,
mm-hmm.
and at some point, maybe God will allow that door to be open. I've seen it where people have persevered
mm-hmm.
when they've realized, okay, this is for me. This mm-hmm. this is what I need. And then hey, let's just go to dinner together. Let's talk. Like, it doesn't have to be very intimidating. But I think once people realize that it's safe and you can trust and it's beneficial, like, who doesn't want that? Now, you know what's interesting is there are other areas of our lives where we're very open. Mm-hmm. If people are saying, listen, I'm going to help you make more money or I'm going to help you, you know,
with
do
new
this.
Hairstyle.
Yeah. I mean, we let people in all the time, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, we want help. We want to. But it seems that our pride is what doesn't allow it. Or sometimes because people have been burnt or they have been through situations where they were open and then, you know, someone really took, you know, broke that confidence and really
or
hurt them.
It could just even be an issue of shame if whatever it is that's going on, they feel like, oh, I'm going to be judged if other people know this is happening in my marriage.
And you might. But I think that's why you select the people that you believe you can trust. That you're safe to be open with. Like, listen, there are no perfect marriages. We all go through challenges, but we absolutely need to be praying for one another. We need to help one another. And look, the way I look at it is, what is there to judge if you're striving to be your best in a marriage? Now, it's different if you had given up and you're not even trying. But if you're trying, I mean, listen, from where I sit, I mean, I've dealt with and helped couples deal with issues of infidelity, issues of, you know, anger issues, you know, issues of deceit in the relationship. I mean, the list goes on and on. Disagreements, even out of, you know, disagreements about how to raise the children. One wants to discipline the child. The other one doesn't. The other one wants to spoil them. Issues where, you know, just financially, people are not seeing eye to eye. They're really struggling. But you can't get help until you get open. I mean, really, you're drowning all by yourself, and you don't have to. I mean, there are some great opportunities that I believe that God has put in our paths where others could help us and inspire us. We just got to be open to them.
All right. And with that said, we are open to your phone calls. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Maureen calling in. Hello, Maureen. Hi, Mama. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. How about you, Tiffany?
Breathing on schedule. Thank you for calling.
Man, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Marcus, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Miss Maureen. So tell us, please, what you want to ask a question or make a comment for us.
First of all, the conversation is wonderful. It's not shallow, which we know we need to have more in-depth conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But these, I just wrote down some words. I was inspired by your conversation, and this is what I find in marriage when you need not only help, but guidance and inspiration in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You need transparency. It's difficult often for people to be transparent, because underneath that, they know oftentimes there's going to be accountability.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people don't want to share their challenges because they know that somebody around them is going to say, okay, now, what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? And then in that time, that person, even if you're very passively sharing, they want to see you change. They want to see you work.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid of the work, Marcus, because the work takes time. Mm-hmm. A lot of marriage is a grind.
Mm.
You gotta get deep. It ain't pretty, but it is so worth it in the purification, if nothing else, of your character. Your character is going to be challenged. So let me review: transparency, accountability, work, and of course, work is going to require discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do something at the end of the day. When we talk about running this race and getting rid of the weight that so easily besets us, when we talk about those things that Paul talks about, winning the prize,
absolutely,
we have to get into some serious, strict fighting form. And a lot of times people want to obfuscate the responsibility of doing the work.
Well, Ms. Maureen, I agree. Thank you so much. That is amazing. Right on point there. I think what are the benefits, though? Because I think, you know, like anything else, right? And you mentioned how Paul gives that challenge, right, to run the race in such a way as to gain the prize.
Mm.
And also if you're speaking from experience, like, you know, what are the benefits when you do fight and are held accountable and you see, you know, you put in the work and you're disciplined? Like, what's the fruit of that?
Well, for me, I know overcoming unforgiveness, the fruit of it is being free from being strangled by being just a punk, just being a straight punk, just saying, you know what, I don't have to forgive. I don't have to challenge myself to go beyond myself. The benefits, to answer your question, the benefits is for you to stop being immature. Today we talked in Hebrews 6 about going on to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Stop with the excuses. Stop saying, well, this is how I am. Okay, this is how you are, and it is not of any benefit to you or anyone else. Let's change. I would say, finally, the benefit is to really be a grown-up.
I got you. So it's about maturing, about growing up.
Oh,
I love
God,
it.
Maturing, well, that maturity, when that Bible talks about maturity, it also flip-flops with another word, perfection. God will perfect that which concerneth you. That means to bring you into maturity, and then we can get into what the other woman talked about, the other women in the church coming to you, because they're not coming to you with a whole bunch of shallow, oh, your hair look nice, your nails look nice, your pocketbook look nice.
Look, we got it.
Warfare. We
absolutely. Well, thank you, Ms. Maureen. We really do appreciate you sharing this with us today. Great conversation. We appreciate you picking up the phone and calling us.
Mm-hmm.
So. Up the bloodstained banner.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Have a
Mama.
blessed day. We really appreciate it.
Good to hear from you. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We welcome your phone calls at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Darlene calling in from New Jersey. Darlene, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great.
Awesome.
I have a comment today.
Sure.
I'm young in my marriage, and I had a lot of issues. I had a lot of things that I was going through in the beginning. I used to keep it to myself. But I've learned over the years that when you're sharing with other people, you have to be mindful that you're in a marriage. You're there. Some of your friends has been long-term, short-term, but you have to be careful what you're sharing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that, you know the person who you're sharing with, the temperament of them and them being biased and like maybe want to slander the other person that you're in a relationship with,
mm-hmm.
you can't share with that person. You have to find godly people to share with, people that is not going to be biased towards anyone or even look at them differently and give you godly advice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what you're saying is that you have to be careful who you share with.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I love the Proverbs are full of wisdom, right? We get so much wisdom. Solomon asked God for wisdom and discernment to be able to lead his people. And, of course, God gave him that. And so in writing Proverbs, and I want to read this one, Proverbs 27, verse 5, it says, better an open rebuke than hidden love. And I think what happens, Darlene, is that sometimes we know we're wrong and we don't want to share it because someone will tell us the truth. And so we also got to surround ourselves with those people. I believe we need all different kinds of relationships. We need those that are encouraging to us, that will always listen to us. But we also need those that are going to tell us the truth, that they're not always going to say, okay, you know, poor you, you're the victim. But listen, you know, what is your, you know, your what have you done in this relationship? What is your responsibility? You know, maybe your husband was angry and maybe he was wrong, but was it all him? Or did you feed into that? Or were you unrighteous and pushed them to the edge? You know, what happened there? And being able to talk about these things and pray together. I mean, we underestimate the power of prayer. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, that we need to pray together so that we can be healed, so we can grow. I think that makes all the difference. So, but I totally agree with you. You don't want to share with someone that's going to be biased or someone that maybe would feed into even the way you share things. But then all of a sudden now, you know, your husband walks in the room and they're like giving him the evil eye. And it's like, no, exactly. They love you enough to say, listen, you're both just striving to do what's right. But you have flaws. Does that make sense? Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for your phone call.
We appreciate it, darling.
God bless.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to take some more calls, but we want to invite you to give us a call. And that's 855-454-5905.
And we're going to get ready in a few minutes to take a break. But I do want to invite you during the break or even before the break to go ahead and visit us on Facebook.com. Facebook.com/BeyondTheVows. And go ahead and comment and ask the questions there. I know many of you have. And in a few minutes, we will go ahead and go to your questions and to your comments, because many of them are right on point. Excellent stuff. Great questions you're asking. So we definitely want to get into that conversation. But also what we want to do is we want to hear from you live. You know, we have
right.
a little bit of time, right? We still mm-hmm. have some time left on our program. So please go ahead and give us a call right now.
And that's 855-454-5905. So let's go to Elaine calling in from Philadelphia. Elaine, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm just calling to see if I can maybe get some advice with how to deal with my situation. I've been married for over 15 years, and we've been separated back together, separated back together. I tried counseling through my church. Mm-hmm. He would not attend. I did. It helped me, but we're still back in the same position. And honestly, I don't know how long we're going to, you know, if the marriage is going to last, because it's pretty bad, because the communication, we have, you know, separated as far as we don't sleep together or anything. So I just don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, so Elaine, so you're separated right now as we speak.
Well, we're living in the same house, but I consider it as separate.
Okay,
yes.
So you're living separate lives under the same roof. Okay, so, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for reaching out. I think that's a huge step, and I definitely hear your desire to want to make your marriage work. What reason does your husband give for not wanting to get counseling?
He has this mentality like, I don't want anybody else telling me what to do.
Okay.
And my question to him is, how is it working for us now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working, but he still stands firm to not going to seek help from anybody.
And has he ever been to counseling with you?
No, never.
Never, never. And does he attend church with you?
No, he doesn't attend church with me at all. He feels as though that he wants to go to Seventh-day Adventist, any church except the church I go to.
Okay.
But I don't understand why. I'm just trying to find answers right now.
So is there anyone that he trusts, that he looks up to, another man?
I don't know them personally, because that part is very sacred to him. He doesn't like to share anything and doesn't like me to share anything either. So I don't even know a friend of his to reach out and say,
wow,
we need help, or, you know, we need someone to like intervene and try to help us with this. And that's why I'm calling.
I got you. Well, I think, Elaine, at this point, I mean, let me just be perfectly honest with you. I think there's absolutely a bigger issue, and you mentioned what it is. It's the lack of communication, because there's even like separate lives. Not just that you're separated right now, but even in him, you know, having other friends, relationships, you don't know who they are, not wanting. It sounds like there's a bigger issue, and I agree with you. It seems like it's over, except that God can do anything, and he mm-hmm. can work his mighty power and his mighty hand can fix it. But I think if anything, I don't know what you've been praying for specifically, but I would be praying specifically that your husband is able to get open with someone that can help. Anybody, if he decides to say, listen, here's a friend of mine, here's another couple I trust, it doesn't matter. And, you know, it always blows my mind when people say, I don't want people to tell me what to do. Here's the thing. Sometimes we need to have other people tell us what to do. But at the end of the day, we're grownups. If someone tells us to do something and we don't agree with it or want to do it, we don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's really just getting input. It's just getting advice. It's just saying, listen. But a lot of times if someone is really good at, you know, if they're successful, what they're going to say makes sense. You know, I love the story about Balaam's donkey. I mean, the donkey can tell someone what to do or not do and save this man's life. I mean, anybody can help you. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to help you. You don't have to be a theologian to open the scriptures and say, listen, you got to love one another. You got to be patient. But it sounds like for some reason he's so closed up. You can't force this on him, but you can absolutely go to God and say, God, please intervene. Send us somebody that my husband can get open with, because if he doesn't, then there's no way you're going to be able to fix this communication issue.
Right. And that's the way I feel at this point. I mean, he had issues in his prior life growing up, and he's been married before, and I haven't. But it's just that level of me trying to understand him. He doesn't even want to, like, be around my family. Mm-hmm. He wants me to not be around my family. And we don't have a communication. So,
I know.
You know, where am I going to go?
He's clammed up. I mean, he is closed. And like I said, only God can open that. There's some things that, you know, our hearts get hard and protected and shut, and we don't know all the reasons. I mean, I'm sure he has some reasons, but it doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean that even if he's been hurt in the past that there's like no one in this world he can trust. There are definitely people who are trustworthy that God will send your way. So I'm going to be praying that for you, Elaine, and I hope and pray that you take that to heart and say, listen, at this point, all you can really do, but it's a big deal, is to get on your knees, ask God to intervene, that your husband would finally see the need to get open. Because if not, then really, you're right. There's nothing more you can do.
I just want to say this. I don't feel as though it's going to last. I've been praying, asking God to give me that direction. And the direction that he gave me, I pretty much stand, you know, firm to it. And I've been here, and I'm not leaving just because somebody else is telling me to leave. I'm listening and waiting for God to tell me. But okay. I really feel that it's pretty much over. I that's the way I feel.
Okay. Well, before it's totally over, remember, God needs to determine that. And I think if in your, you know, I would tell you specifically give it, I don't know how much time you want to give it, but even if you gave it a few weeks or a month or a couple months and saying after this, you know, God, please intervene. And if my husband decides, you know, to get open from this time, we can work on this. But if he doesn't by this time, then you're right. Then there's nothing you can do. And you walk away because he's not, you know, it's not really a marriage anymore at this point.
Right.
So but we really do appreciate your call, and we'll absolutely be praying for you. Please call us back. We'll love to hear what happens in the near, not too distant future.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God thank bless. You for the call. Hey, listen, don't touch that dial. We would love to hear from you. So reach out to us at 855-454-5905. We will continue with more awesome conversation when Marriage Beyond the Vows returns after this.